jumped up. And I remember that when I was in Standard 1, I used to take a chameleon in my hands and put it in my pocket. And it would do nothing to me. Today I will not do it. Not because of fear, but the creature to me looks ugly. not fear. I know it cannot swallow me. But for now, I see the creature as being ugly. I don't know to identify my hands with that creature. But those days, I used to take it and put it in my pocket. And it would not harm me. I started one kid. Do you know they say that nobody should drown in a swimming pool or a dam? Normally. Because water is heavier than you. You should float. They say the problem is human beings tend to be agro hydrophobic. That is actually you fear water. Because of the fear of water, when you get the water, you misbehave. Behaving out of fear, you make the wrong moves. And instead of floating, you sink. You know, I used to fear water. I used to tell people that me, the only mass of water I use is Yakarai. But someone told me that I want to teach you how to swim. And I told him, me, I don't want to swim. He said, no, it's good. It's enjoyable. And because I was staying in near swimming for a long time, I said, okay, I'll try. I was taught to swim. Do you know, eventually, I found myself, I could actually lie on the water with my back facing up. And the water would come up to somewhere here. But I was floating without even moving because I'm lighter than water. But when you have fear, you actually act and assist gravity to sink you. I don't know if I've seen cases of children falling into water. Babies, when a baby, there are some ladies who are actually sitting by a swimming pool, and one of them had a baby. The baby actually was crawling around, and the baby left the cot and crawled, and they went in the water. So the mother saw the baby on the edge of the water, and the mother actually, the heart was almost going out of the mouth. But guess what? When the baby fell in the water, the baby just was just doing like that and laughing. And the baby could not sink. But human beings, big people will sink because of fear. You know, dictators have learned to use fear as a powerful tool. And people will do all sorts of things they would not do ordinarily because they fear. When I was actually in primary school, there was a time Mwalimu would ask a question, and even when I have the right answer, I hear that whispering a different answer. So I conclude I must be wrong. For fear of actually being embarrassed, when finally I'm asked, I quote the answer that others are giving when I had the right answer. Fear is a tyrant, terrorizing people, and very unreasonable. But it's a reality. Dictators rule through fear. Witch doctors manipulate people through fear. False prophets control people through fear. And I'll tell you something. The only one person who should have final authority in your life is God. I'm a pastor, but I'll say that not even your pastor should be the final authority in your life. God should be the only authority in your life. The word of God should be the final authority for us. I came across a case of a man who was in a certain church. In that church, it's a church in Nairobi, by one of our prophets, prophets in quotes. And the man was rich. But the pastor was demanding money from him. The Lord says, you'd give me 1 million shillings for the ministry. And so the man would give 1 million shillings. And after some time, come again. The Lord says you should give to us a mission. We are going for a mission, and this is how much we need. Then the man eventually became poor. And when he realized that I had been freed, he decided to leave the church. The pastor warned him, if you ever go to another church, you are going to die. Now, incidentally, there were other people who had left the church and died. So this man was so fearful that he is going to die. And so he stayed at home. He could not go to church because he felt he doesn't want to be in that church any longer. But he stayed at home because he doesn't want to die. He could not go to another church. Finally, his wife said, me, I want to go to church. So the wife began going to church. And the husband would drive him to church and just stay in the parking the whole service. And wait for the wife. If the service is 3 hours, he waits there. When the wife comes out from the service, takes her home. Because he doesn't want to die. The pastor manipulated him. Even after he left, he still had a manipulation. Fear. Until one time, the pastor of that church was, there's a man who comes to church, but he never enters the church. He stays in the car throughout. He could be dangerous. And the pastor decided to go and ask him, why? What's your name? I notice you park here, but you don't come to church. Why? And then the man actually confided to him his fears and his problems. He said, okay, if that's the case, I want to pray for you. And break that curse. If you have been cursed by your pastor, former pastor, I'll break that curse. And so he actually prayed with him, broke the curse. And the man was able to come to church. And guess what? He has finally regained his wealth. He's a businessman. And when fear left him, he was able to walk properly. And now he is back as a wealthy man. Let me tell you something. If you ever go to a place where they are saying you either give this or something worse will happen to you, you are dealing with false prophets, or maybe you are dealing with witch doctors, leave that place as quickly as possible. There is freedom for God's people. And the church is not a place for people to get into bondage. It's a place for people to be liberated. Glory to God. Si unajua hata Mungu hawezi kukukokesha kwa nguvu. He wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, but he cannot save you by force. God, you says you are free. That's what we preach, so people can make decisions by themselves. God does not make decisions for them. So whenever you go to a place where they are saying you must do this, upende usipende, leave that place as soon as possible. And if they actually somebody threatens you, you proclaim that I'm a free man and I am under God, not under you. And your curse cannot hurt me. Because the Bible says, a curse without a cause shall not arise. But if the cause is fear, when there is fear, the curse will hold. One as if you. And we have many false prophets. When we were young, among the stories we used to read, there was a story about a little bird. I don't know what you call it in English, but in Kikuyu it was called Kanyonikaja. Ever heard of that bird? Kanyonikaja. And that bird is a little bird, and it had a nest on a tree by the wayside. And in that nest, she had laid her eggs, and the eggs had hatched, and she had some beautiful chicks. But a fox learned about it, and the fox would come and say, "Give me your chicken, or I come for you." And the bird loved the chicks, so would not do that. But the fox would jump and said, "He almost reached me." So he threw one chick. The fox would eat and got away. Tomorrow the fox would also come. And another bird, a crow, came and told him, "What happened?" When he found the bird crying, "What happened? My chicks have been eaten." And said, "Well, let me tell you, the fox cannot reach where you are. Don't fear." But the following day, the fox comes, threatens, and then jumps, and the little bird feels that he almost reached me, so he throws another chick to save her life. Fear. So, when the crow came again, the crow said, "Now, I want to give you medicine that will prevent your chicken from being eaten." "What the medicine?" Said, "Okay." It came with some cotton wool. "When you see the fox coming, put this cotton wool in your ears. And then take this powder," brownish powder, it was tobacco. "Put it in your eyes, and your chicken will not be eaten." So what happened is that the bird saw the fox coming the following day, and quickly put the cotton in the ears, and then put the tobacco in the eyes. Oh, the eyes were so painful, he could not see. And she could not hear the threats of the fox. So the fox came and jumped, and he shouted. But now, the little bird could not hear, and he could not see. So finally, the fox was frustrated and went away. And the children of the chicks were saved. Because the only thing that was causing the thing to be eaten was fear. Praise the name of the Lord. Fear. And do you know something? Fear has been a motive for sin. A lot of people sin because of fear. And you have good examples. One is Abraham. Remember Abraham? The man of God, the friend of God. Yet you know he cheated twice. That is, his wife is not his wife, it is his sister. Do you know why he cheated? He feared the people. He feared the people. What he forgot that the God he had was greater than the people and was actually the Lord of these people and was able to protect him. And then his son, Isaac, remember he went to the country of Abimelech, Philistine territory, when there was drought. And again, he cheated that Rebekah was his sister. He was almost taken. In Egypt, you know, the Pharaoh had already taken Abraham's wife. And Abimelech had already taken Sarah. That means he almost lost his wife because of
fear.
Caused him to lie. What about King Saul? In 1 Samuel 13, King Saul was faced with a battle against the Philistines. And the Philistines had camps, numerous in number. And Samuel, who was supposed to come and offer sacrifice, had not come. He stayed for 7 days. So finally he feared. And so he did what he should not have done. He offered sacrifice on an altar. So when Samuel came, he told him, "What have you done?" And he said, "I feared." He also said, "You have done foolishly. And henceforth, God has taken the kingdom from you, and he will give it to somebody who is more deserving than you." He lost the kingdom because of fear. The Bible also tells us later on, in another battle with the Philistines, Saul feared. Saul had killed the witches in Israel. But now he feared, and toward the end of his life, he looked for a witch. He said, "Look for a witch for me," because he was greatly in fear. And he went to a witch doctor because of fear. Even today, anybody who goes to a witch doctor is because of fear. You fear being bewitched by your neighbors. Fear has caused many people to sin. Fear has caused many people to lie. Fear has caused people to give bribes. You give a bribe to a law enforcement officer because you fear. And I've written you, "Nitakufunga." You are going to get in. And you fear, so what is he asking? When he's asking for something, you say, "Okay, but chukua tu." And then later I say, "No, otherwise, I had to." You didn't have to. Because even in our situations, you can stand for God and God can stand for you. You know, 1994, I was arrested in a roadblock. I had not sinned. I had not broken a traffic rule. But I was carrying an item, my own photocopier. And the policeman said, "This could be stolen." And I said, "No, it's mine." And I was coming from a prayer meeting. I even had my Bible on the dashboard. And they told me that actually, people come with such things. Like, you want a jitetea. I told them, "Najitetea kwa kuwabia ni yangu. That's how my kujitetea. Mapana, give her something." And I said, "I am a Christian. You see my Bible on the dashboard? I'm coming from a prayer meeting. Don't force me to do what will make me obey my God." And I said, finally, they kept me there for several hours, from 8 to 11. And then at 11, one of them said, actually, the person who was their leader. He said, "Haki ya Mungu, usitoka kama hutoki kitu utaingia ndani." Unasema haki ya Mungu. I got shocked. Anyway, that night I slept in the cell. Did I die? The following morning, the OCS gave an apology. "We are very sorry." Let me ask you something. Let us fear God more than men so that we will not offend God because of the threat of men. If Christians, we are not willing to die for our faith. If we are not willing to die for the sake of our God, there is a problem with us. And I believe the devil is very happy about fearful Christians. Did you hear that one? Wow, the devil is very happy about fear among Christians. I have met people who have told me that I had to bribe, but there's nothing I could do. You didn't have to. You feared. Even if you are a civil servant like that, I was actually a government officer. Let me tell you something. Even if you actually got the sales, you cannot be sacked. Amen. And by the way, if you're not willing to suffer at all for our faith, are we genuine as Christians? God have mercy on us. You know, fear says there is no way out. And that is a lie. With God, there is always a way. A way out. After that, I think I have had many cases of violating traffic rules. That time I had not violated any traffic rule or any rule. But after that, I have violated traffic rules many times and I've been arrested. But I have stood my ground that I'm willing to pay a fine. I'm willing to go in, but I'm not going to bribe. And most of the times, I've been released. Sometimes, actually, the podium, they said, "Ah, go, you fool." I said, "Thank God I've stood for my faith." You know, I've had cases of in a book of one of our teachers in this Muslim training. In that book, he documents a case of in Rwanda when people are killing one another. Someone comes and says that you kill your wife or we kill you. And the person actually, because he feels that he doesn't want to die, he goes ahead and kills his wife. And I wonder, husband, would you not say that kill me first? If someone told me to kill my child or kill my wife, I say, okay, kill me first. I will not do it. Go ahead and kill me. Particularly for us Christians, when you die, where do you go? If you are sure you're not going to hell, you're going to heaven. There's a brother that I was met. He was working in a company, a big company, multinational. And people wanted to eat. There is a contract he was supposed to sign. And because there was some corrupt deal, he refused to sign. And somebody came to his office with a gun and told him, if you value your life, sign that contract. Whatever I told him, you mean you don't know who Christians are? We Christians, when you die, we go to heaven. So if you kill me, you are taking me into where I want to go faster. Go ahead. The man scratched his head and then walked out. I thank God for that brother. Because if it was a mother, they would say, put a little sign. And then he calls a hand to sign a corrupt deal. You don't have to. One as if you were. Fear kills. John 10:10 says the thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And the devil many times uses fear. And remember a case of a tourist. They went camping in Naivasha. And when they were camping, they were sleeping in a tent. And within that tent, each one of them had a sleeping bag. And there was a gap in the tent, so a snake came during the night and crawled into his tent and then stretched itself alongside him so that the head of the snake is here, where his head is, and stretched itself, feeling the warmth. When he woke him, when the others woke in the morning, when they saw that, They told him, Fulani, please just stay where you are and don't move. There's a snake in your tent. We'll remove it. Do you know what happened? He was caught by such morbid fear. By the time they removed the snake, he had suffered a heart attack and died. The snake did not bite him. But the fear killed him. Fear can kill. When you are young, sometimes an owl would come to the village. And it perches on a tree and begins hooting. You know the way an owl hoots. And you know something? Because legend says that if an owl hoots, somebody will die. Do you know somebody will die in the village? Because of fear. Today, we have owls hooting around us. Do we care? Do we die? We don't. But those days, people would die because when the owl hoots, the fear it would instill in the villagers was profound. Fear killed people, not the owl. The owl was innocent. Those people who are called night runners. And we have got several of them in Rwai. Night runners. How many people have encountered night runners? Have you ever encountered night runners? Anybody who has ever encountered one? No, they have not knocked on your house. You don't come from the areas where they operate. But in areas where they operate, they travel during, they actually run naked. And they come to your window and knock, kaka, 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 kaka. You wake up and they run away. They come to your door, they kaka, 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 kaka. When you wake up, they run away. But instill fear until people go for protection, witch doctors. I mentioned about fear of small creatures, cockroaches, rats, crickets, even small snakes that are completely harmless. But people fear that they can actually knock you down when they are running away. I also mentioned chameleon. Fear hinders progress. Do you remember Goliath stood and threatened the Israelites? And we are told when he spoke, the knees of the soldiers of Israel will knock. Because of fear. He was instilling fear. And he actually almost won the battle through fear. And for 40 days, he never attacked. Just shouting and making them fearful. And then there came a young man who was not fearful. And guess what happened? The young man who was not fearful won the battle. When we get rid of fear, we will have faith. And through faith, we will accomplish. There's a friend of mine who in college, he went to teacher training college. He was very bright. But he had a spirit of fear. And so in the class, he's doing very well. But come exam time, the spirit of fear would grip him and he would fail. So he failed teacher training college. He repeated. He passed examinations, but finally teaching practice, when he saw himself standing there, he's supposed to teach and somebody is there marking on him, he panicked. He could not perform. Again, he failed. So he left and went to a technical college. In a technical college, he was one of the brightest in the class. But every time there is an administration, he got scared and failed. That time I did not know what to do. I should have helped him if I knew what to do. I didn't. There are many people who fear failure. There are people who will not begin. People who desire to begin a business, but they will not actually begin the business because they fear they might fail. You know, God desires that we approach life on the basis of faith, not fear. Faith is the opposite of fear. And fear is the opposite of faith. Honest Father said that fear is actually a spirit. Fear is actually a spirit. And it's a spirit that when it greets you, it can open doors to other spirits. Now in 1980s, there are two people who came to this country. One of them was an American lady called Rebecca Brown. She had written two books. One of them was called Delivered from the Powers of Darkness. Some of you may have read those books. No, I think the first one, he came to set captives free. He came to set captives free. And the other one was a Nigerian called Emmanuel Eni. Mutua mentioned them last Sunday. And so again, they had... Emmanuel Eni had delivered from the path of darkness. Now, it happened that people read those books and got scared. Particularly the book by Rebecca Brown, quite a few people were living scared until people are afraid to go walk during the night lest you meet with devil worshippers. But guess what? Let me tell you something. If you ever meet with a person who said, tell you that he's a devil worshipper, tell him, I am a God worshipper. The Bible says, greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. You know, 1977, I witnessed to a young man who was riding a big bike. And I shared about Christ. He told me, leave me alone, I'm the devil's advocate. I got scared, I left him. Today, I think I'll tell him, and I'm God's advocate. The truth is, if a believer does not fear, the one in us is greater than he who is in the world. In fact, we should chase the devil worshippers. No Christian should run away from devil worshippers. We should actually set them fleeing. The Bible says in the book of James chapter 4, submit to God, then resist the devil and he will flee from you. Well, I've seen a bit of that happening. And so some of the people who read the first book of Rebecca Brown, they were gripped by fear that opened doors to other spirits. And I know cases of some sisters, after reading those books, they begin experiencing demonic attacks at night. They'll find themselves being raped by spirits during the night. How did the spirits gain control? The fear that came into their life. Because it's a spirit, it opened doors to the other spirits. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. Jesus said, when an evil spirit leaves a man, it goes out and through dry places looking for rest. It finds none. So it comes back and says, let me go and see the state of my old house. It comes back from the house is swept and garnished, but it's empty. And so it comes in and then goes for seven other spirits, more wicked than itself. And they come and dwell in that house. We are seeing that spirit goes for other spirit. And that means even the spirit of fear will go and recruit other spirits. When it grips you, it can recruit other spirits and bring them into your life. And that's why we need to heed the warning that God says, do not fear. But if somebody has worked out, it's not me who have done it, somebody has worked out, and in the Bible, there are 365 fear nots. That means one for every day of the year. Because God knows that fear, when it grips the life of God's people, it can destroy them. There are people who are dead because of fear. There are people who have lost their life because of fear. There are people who have sinned because of fear. In 1968, there was an American movie, they called it Los Mires Baby. Los Mires Baby. Wow, it was pure awkward. And people watched that movie, because it's a horror movie. Fear gripped them until they became demon possessed. Some of them jumped to suicide from story buildings. Others got heart attacks. Others suffered numerous cases. But people died after watching that horror movie. Because the spirit of fear got into them and opened doors to other evil spirits. Today we have got people in various cultures in our country where your culture, you may not like what your culture says because it could be very restrictive or very demanding. For example, there are some cultures in our country where if you are working, your cousins have a right to come and demand money from you. And you cannot say no. Because if you say no, your relatives might curse you. If they report it to your relatives, they might. Or your clan may curse you. And because of fear, you find some people, they are working, but everything they earn actually seems to be going there and there until they cannot prosper. So that somebody retires and goes to live a miserable old age, in spite of the fact that he was working for over 30 years. It's not right. Not right. You know what I'm talking about? There are such cultures. Written with a curse. Tell them that I am a believer in Jesus Christ. I have been delivered from the curse of the law. Leave alone the curse of the tribe. Stand your ground in faith. Don't fear what the ancestral spirits will say or do. Christians, we cannot be true Christians and still be subject to ancestral spirits and curses of our clans. How are we delivered? If not from those things, beggar elements. Of course, others fear witchcraft rituals. And by the way, did you know there is witchcraft being practiced in the churches? I had a case of a man. The lady was telling us that she was in a church. And in that church, somebody asked some questions about accountability to the pastor. And the pastor pronounced that, like, I said, I curse you. And from that time, that person had a lot of problems. So did he say that she left that church out of fear, lest she get cursed also. And that man who was actually pronounced a curse, he got into so many problems. Let me tell you something. When you have not seen, you can say no to a curse. Wanna see fear? And perhaps if someone has pronounced a curse on you, if you are not going to be able to do it by yourself, come, we shall hold hands and break that curse. We are not meant to live under bondage. Somebody is not displaying the crock. Pray. praise the name of the Lord. So God says, fear not, many times. And in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 12, the Bible says, fear not what they fear. Don't fear what your tribesmen fear. Don't fear what your neighbors fear. Don't fear what non-believers fear. Luke 12, verse 4 says, do not even fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. But they're Christians. Why should we be afraid of death, Christians? If somebody kills me today, if I'm living in righteousness, he has promoted me. Or I faster home. As long as I have not killed myself, I'll be welcome in the eternal home. Why do we fear going home? Yet you talk about our home is paved with gold. And there are mansions. Anyhow. Luke 12, verse 2, the Bible says, do not fear, little folk, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And so, I want to finish by saying, fear God alone. Fear God alone. God alone is to be feared. So, Luke 12, verse 5 says, but I warn you whom you shall fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yeah, I say to you, fear him. Who is that? God alone. Amen. But then some of the people may even threaten to kill you, but they cannot. It's just threats. See, I told you about my brother who was actually sitting in his desk. He was a regional manager for Africa. In a multinational. And somebody comes and if you do not sign that contract, if you value your life, sign that contract. Pointing a gun at him. I remember I said, actually, you can go ahead and do it because, you know, haven't you heard that we Christians, we talk about going to heaven. So if you kill me, you just facilitate me going to heaven faster. And that's my destination. Why should I fear? So the man just left him. He did not kill him. But threats, somebody else would have been threatened. Exchange fear with faith. And that reminds me, there is a man called John Wesley. John Wesley once said, I read about a statement he said, give me 100 men full of the Holy Spirit, who hate nothing but sin, fear nothing but God, and know nothing but Jesus and Him crucified, and I'll move the world. World movers are people who do not fear. They neither fear death. They don't fear ridicule. They don't fear loss. They don't fear being hated. Because they have faith in God. You know, and the Bible tells us, I believe in Romans chapter 8, verse 31. If God is for us, who can be against us? If God is your defender, if God is your protector, remember David saying in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. And then he comes and says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. When God is with you, hey, you have reason not to fear. Bona si fear. Because God can turn any tide that is against you to work for you. There is no pit that God cannot rescue from. But if fear grips your life, you are outside God's territory. When fear dominates your life, you are living outside God's territory. And you have erred into the territory of the enemy. And he will harass you. And remember, I have said, there are how many fear nots in the Bible? How many? One for every day of the year. May God help us. Someone has said that fear should be defined as false evidence appearing real. It's not real. It just appears real. It appears that cockroach is going to swallow you. That chameleon is going to finish you. But it's not the truth. This rat appears like it's going to destroy you, but it's not the truth. May we be delivered from that emotion of fear. We have seen that many people have seen out of fear. Many have failed because of fear. That many people have got into bondage because of fear. So we need to say, God help me not to fear. We need to make a declaration against fear. If there is fear in your life, you need to renounce it. Refuse to have that fear. And perhaps pray that you be delivered from that fear. And may God help us. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, oh, that you help us, your people, that we shall walk by faith and renounce every fear. And that, Father, we shall not allow the emotion of fear to control us. Lord, you have said, we should not fear man, but we should fear you. We should not fear animals, we should fear you. We should not fear anything else, but fear you. There are people who fear devils. There are people who fear devil worshippers. There are people who fear witches. Lord, help us to know who we are, O God. That you in us is greater than all the witches, than all the devils. Lord God Almighty, help us to live by faith and walk by faith and proclaim the message of faith so that fear shall have no room in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you.